The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Rav Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zichroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
We have the Indian that's called in the Mishnah Davchov Isure Mitzvah, which the Mishnah itself defines as Shniyos Midivrei Sofer Mitzvah Lishmai Divrei Chachamim. So the Isurim of Chazal tacked on to the Pash of Arayis Mirushima of different Kroivim. Chazal extended that further. The same type of structural relationship, which would be considered Chavi Krisus, Chazal enlarged those structures, those family structures, to include different ones that weren't awesome in Deraisa. Those are the Dinim Midirabon. About the only one, by the way, which is Negei, usually nobody's marrying his wife's great grandmother, it's not too frequent. About the only one which is Negei, which I've read on, which after the war, after the Holocaust, where first husbands and wives, Rachman and son, were killed out, and most often survivors came back to their town, and very often Shaduchim were former relatives. There are many stories of men marrying their wives' sisters. After their wives had died in the camps on Kiddush Hashem, they would marry their wives' sisters that had survived. They knew the family, they knew the background. They were familiar with the Shidduch, that would be the Shidduch of choice. There's more than a few of those type of cases. One of the cases I've read about was Rahman Sam by accident, when somebody didn't realize, and there was a marriage that was done on Eshes Achi Imoy. Somebody married his aunt. The Eved Deraisa of an aunt is a father's brother. A man is now his father's brother's wife is a Chavi Krisus. But if it's an aunt from the other side, means say a man's maternal uncle, his mother's brother's wife, is Muteris to him Deraisa. Of course, obviously, if her husband's not alive, is Muteris to him Deraisa. And I've heard of such a case where by accident they made a shidduch until they realized that was the relationship. They hadn't even told them inside the kedusha. Maybe only afterwards they had to get divorced. That is a classic case of shnius v'divrei sofer. It's a relationship which is an enlarged structure on the parsha v'arayis. That definition is what I'd like to discuss in this year. The Torah in Evan Ezer in Siman Tes Vov, when he brings the parsha of Shnius Midivrei Soifrim, says that Shnius are Einam B'nei Kedushin. That's not true. Shnius Aloch is Midirabonon, are awesome. Midiraisa, they're Muteris. The Aloch would be if somebody has Mikadosh one of the Shnius Midivrei Soifrim, the Aloch would be he has to give her a get. So to call her Einam B'nei Kedushin is a little bit inaccurate. So the Darki Moshe says that the Kavon of the Tour is that it's not just that midiraisa she's muteris, midirabonon she's asura and she needs a get. He's not allowed to live with her. He's not allowed to marry her. Chazal were moisiv onto the parsha of Arayis, and they made her midirabonon. Of course, midiraisa on the level of deraisa, she's an erev, she needs a get. On the level of dirabonon, she doesn't need a get because she's enem b'nei kedushin. Practical nafkamin of that we'll discuss in a minute. The Beis Yosef argues, what's the nafkamin? The Darki Moshe himself said this is not only a difference of semantics. Do we look at her as Einam B'nei Kedushin Durabon, or we say that she's royally Kedushin but you're not allowed to marry her? What's the difference? Says the Darki Moshe, what would be if somebody else would marry her? We have this case that we just discussed, this unfortunate Eishes Achi Imoy, his maternal aunt. The woman who was married to his mother's brother, Muteris te midaraisa, midrabon nasur, shnius midivrei sofer. What would be then? They tell him it's not a shidduch. After the kedushin, she walks off. She thinks she doesn't even need a get, and she's mekabel kedushin from somebody else. Would she need a get? Would she not need a get? Midaraisa, she's an eishes ish. Says the Darki Moshe, but Chazal consider her not an eishes ish because as if he was mekadesh chavi krisus. Midrabanan it's Chavi Krisus. Midrabanan it's an erva. Midrabanan we would look at her as being royal in Kedushin. She didn't get from the second husband. Beis Yosef argues, he goes on a limb, he says the Lashon of the Torah is Lav Davka. It's not true. The Osamech and Avdenezer discuss this Darki Vashem by Rikus. They say the Darki Vashem here is being Mechadish, a new level of understanding Din Derabbanan. Normally we understand Chazal and Misagat Agonis. Over here, Chazal enlarged an existing structure of Halacha. They consider her, it's not they said he's not allowed to marry her. They consider her a part of Parshas Arayis on a Derabbanan Dika level. Let's give another example where this comes up. There's Halacha that if somebody is Ma'anis, a Nairo, somebody forces himself on a unmarried girl, an Arab Bsula, the halacha is that he has a lav, he has to marry her. He has to pay knas to the father if she doesn't want to be married. He has to marry her, and he's not allowed to divorce her. But the mitzvah says, to rectify the situation, he was baller, he violated her, he has to marry her, and he has to stay married to her. He's not allowed to get rid of her. The halacha is v'loy si'el yisha. What happens if he was born and one of the women that's chayvik krisus, or that's not roy for him, mabzeris or whatever it is? The halacha is there is no v'loy si'el yisha. The Gemara says in the third paragraph of Zumas, v'loy si'el yisha, isha haru uyala, only if she's muteris to him. What about shnius medivrei sofrim? He's born on eshes achi ima. It's a little bit far fetched. We'll just bring it up in order to bring out our point. He's born al eshes achi ima. Shishnius medivrei soifrim. What's the halacha? Is there a mitzvah say v'loy si'el yisha? Does he have to marry it? Should he marry it? Should he not marry her? The Kesef Mishnah says that midrabbanan, since she was rendered shnius medivrei soifrim, even midaraisa, he has no chiyuv to marry her, and he's not allowed to marry her. The Mishnah Melech brings Barichos from the Ra'as HaSom when he's discussing different Gedorim of Dinim Derabbanan. He says that Chazal was sometimes Oiker a mitzvah say B'Shev Al Taisa. Sometimes Chazal could be Oiker Din Deraisa. The Mishnah Melech argues, says, no, Chazal weren't Oiker Din Deraisa. Chazal rendered Shniyos an integral part of Parshas Arayis. If it's part of Parshas Arayis, then on the Deraisa level it's considered V'Loy Silish, a tremendous Chiddush. But that's the same idea. A fascinating parallel to such an idea, just to bring it out, where something is a violation of Halacha and Derabbanan, can it create a nafkamina deraisa? Let's give one case. Somebody shechts a behemah on Shabbos. The Halacha is, we paskin that anything with food that was cooked, a light that was turned on, midaraisa is mutar bahano on Shabbos. There's an issue Derabbanan of Ma'aseh Shabbos, we paskin and Shulchan Aruch, whole discussion whether it's deraisa or Derabbanan. We paskin like the Shita Chul Daf Yudal, that's only Nisi Derabbanan. Which means that midaraisa, if somebody shechts an animal on Shabbos, in violation of Halacha, the Halacha is that the animal is mutter midaraisa. Midarabbanan, one is not allowed to eat it. Now, if it's mazid, one is not allowed to eat loyla. Now, here's a question. Let's say he shechts the behema. The Halacha is that only a behema which is muteris to eat is mukhuyv b'kisi adam. If the animal that shechted on Shabbos, should he make kisei adam or not? Again, not a very common shayla. Haven't heard that this type of shayla was called in on any halakhic outlines recently. But let's discuss it on an academic level. A behemah was shechted on Shabbos, the dam is mechuyev kisei adam. The halacha is kisei adam is only when a behemah is shechted in a way that renders it mutl achila. The animal is mutl achila or not? On a deraisa level, yes. Midrabbanan, Ma'aseh Shabbos is also Midrabbanan, not. Over here also we have a Chiddush, the Rabbi Chanan points this out in Ksubis, the Achronim discuss, that it could very well be, and over there it seems clear that since on a Deraisa level it's, on a Deraisa level the animals muted eat you, Mechoy B'Kisi Adam. Shrek Rabbi Chanan, Ma'ishnam Mishnees Midivri Seifrim. Shnees Midivri Seifrim, we say on a Deraisa level is not V'loy Si'elish, it's not really is Shtoy. Again, the way we just said, Kasha's answer. There are certain Derabbanans where Chazal created a new Isser. Ma'aseh Shabbos is a new category of Isser. It's an Isser Derabbanan. In which case, it doesn't turn into Deraisa. It can't have any ramifications on Deraisa level. Kisei Adam will be Mechuyv, because Mideraisa, the animal is Mechuyv be Kisei. Shniyos Midivrei Soifim is an extension Midirabbanan of Pashas Arayis. Even on a level deraisa, it's considered part of Pash deraisa to render her v'loy si'elisha that she's not royal for him. Let's point out another ramification of the same idea. The same case, Eshes Achi Imri. Let's say a case. Eshes Achiimoi, his maternal uncle, was married to his brother. Again, not so far-fetched. If you have two generations that are a little bit closer in age, you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's maternal uncle, let's say Reuven and Shimon don't have the same brother, don't have the same, were from, Reuven and Shimon were from different marriages. Their father had Reuven, 20 years later had Shimon. Reuven's mother died when he was an infant. Story could have happened 100 years ago in any shtetl in Europe. Reuven's maternal uncle, his maternal aunt, the wife of his mother, his deceased mother's brother, and his father, Reuven's father, got remarried. Shimon is 20 years younger. Theoretically, in the shtetl where shidduchim were made local, and in the family was considered a maila, you could have made a shidduch with Shimon, with Reuven's uncle, Reuven's aunt. Reuven's maternal aunt, you can marry off to Shimon. Why not? They're 20 years apart in age. The age of Shtim. They're in the shtetl. The families know each other. They're even related. Why not? So it sounds like a great shidduch. What happens then if Shimon dies? She's nefelis to Reuven. She's shniyas medivrei seifim to Reuven. Now, what would be the halacha? Shniyas medivrei seifim. Cholatz islam sevemes. Zikim der raisa. Asuru medirabonon. Cholatz islam sevemes. Fine. Sounds straightforward. What would be if you'd be bolel? If you'd be bolel, what would be the halacha? Would it, we say that on the Rabbanon level, like the Ramah told us, there is no tfisas issues? It's as if she's chayvei krisa on the Rabbanon level. What would be the nafkamina? Nafkamina is that if we say on the Rabbanon level, it's as if she's chayvei krisa, then if there was another wife there, Shimon had another wife, tzorosa would be skuka l'chalitza. Because you can't pa a chayvei krisa, if he's born one wife that's chayvei krisa, he wouldn't pater the tzora. That's already not a case that could have happened in a shtetl 100 years ago. The being made fellas was fun of yes, but we don't do yibum. But if it would have happened, there would have been Eshes Shimon who married the aunt of Reuven. Shimon died. Shimon left over two wives. It wouldn't happen by us in the shtetl either. Maybe one of the Sephardic countries. Eshes Shimon, Neshei Shimon. One of them is also to Reuven with the issue of Shnias Medivrei Seifim. His other wife. If Shimon was Baal, Eshes Achi Imoy, would it pater the tzara or not? If we look at her that she's an erva on a level derabanan, then on a level derabanan, the tzara would be chayiv lechalitza. This is a takamachlek sechroinim. Again, on an academic level, tzano samer in yibum perik beis, kineged and avdin ezim. Same type of machlekes. Now let's add another knej. The halacha is in the fifth perik, the third perik of Yetzer Hashem. There's something called a chalitza psula. Where chalitza was done on a woman who's usher to the husband, there on a derabbanan level we say that he should be chalit, the other wife also, the tzara. Chalitza of one tzara does not pat to the chalitza of the other tzara unless she's royally evil. Now, over here, like we said, shnias medivrei seifim, neshei shimon fall to Reuven. Is Reuven, let's say Reuven would be chalitz, kehaloch, he wasn't miyabim, he wasn't in violation. He was chalitz, his aunt. If he's chalitz, his aunt, is he pater the tzara? If we say that on a drabonon level she's an erva, then we say that that chalitz on a drabonon level is a chalitz psula, the chalitz would not pass the tzara, he would have to be chalitz, her tzara also. If we say that it's only a new issue, drabonon shnis, with the beseifim, but it's not an extension of pash tzarais, then the halacha would be that the chalitza of one would pater the chalitza of the other. Again, darga al gabi darga, the same type of chakira. Now, the Gemara by us, in discussing shnias midivrei soifrim, the Gemara discusses the fact that ger midrabonon, b'chara ger midaraisa, ger shnis garek akotin shinra adomi, a ger is allowed to marry his mother. His biological mother is allowed to marry midaraisa. The din the rabbanon shelo yoimru boy mikdusha chamura lekdusha kala. It seems like something he wouldn't be allowed to do as a goy. If he'd keep mitzvahs b'nei noach, he wouldn't be allowed to be baal imoy. Now he's a yid, he could do things that he wasn't able to do as a goy. It's a past nisht. Yiddishkeit is supposed to be stricter. The Yiddishkeit is supposed to ask him more things. I don't know if we should. That's a healthy way to look at Yiddishkeit, but at least it shouldn't be that Yiddishkeit is more kal than somebody who's living in the outside world. If anything, there are more gedorim of kedusha. The Gemara doesn't discuss kal v'chomer. The Gemara doesn't discuss harder and easier. The Gemara discusses kedusha chamura lekedusha kala. Every issue, every restriction by a yid places an added identification with kedusha on him. To say that there's something that was also to him before and now it's mutter to him is the opposite of the fact that he has gedorim. It's the opposite of kedusha. So the halacha is midrabbanan ger is not allowed to be bought on his biological kreivim, as if they were born together into one Jewish family. Legabe shnius midivrei, despite the fact that they asked a ger bekroivov on his biological kreivim, but not shnius. One could say just they were mekum, they weren't machmir to even add shnius midivrei. One could maybe add an extra twist in light of what we're saying. The regular Yisur Arayis are called two pieces. There's two parts of every Yisur Arayis. Yisur Arayis is A, the fact that there's a family, there's a Shem Koriv, which is a Shem Erva. Kirva creates a Shem Erva. Two, is not only there's the Kirva, but there's the Maisa Bia. It's not only the marriage is also, but the Maisa Bia is also. It could very well be that Shnius Medivrei Seifim, there's no Issa Bia per se. Chazal extended the parameters of family in order to include Shnius Medivrei Seifim because it's Koroif to being within the family structure of Arayis. It could very well be that Legabi Eger, the reason why Chazal assert all his biological relatives is not because Chazal defined those relatives as relatives. Adam, Geshen's guy, it's more Kedusha for him to view himself as a new entity. But to say that there was a woman who was assert to him to be Bo'aleo before, now it's Muteres, that's the opposite of Kedusha. Shnei's Medivisev is not an Issa Bia, it's not Stam and Issa Drabonon, it's a family relationship. A girl doesn't have family relationships with those around him. Interesting is Tam, if we're discussing, does a ger have family relationships? Midir Abonim, does he not? We say that he's Yerush, his father, Midir Abonim, the Gemara says, Gedushin, in order that he shouldn't have Charot, his father was a billionaire, his father died, he shouldn't have Charot, that he became Jewish, and not be Yerush, his father, Midir Abonim, we let him have the Dinim Yerusha Deraisa in his father's Nechosa. What would be, I mean, connected to the Svara that we're saying that maybe by a ger there were goyzer only isure bia. They didn't define his former relatives, his biological relatives, as relatives. It just says that if there's an isur bia before, we shouldn't take that off. It's a pasnish that he should have an isur that came off when he became a yid, but not that Chazal defined him as related. What seems to be not that way is the Rambam Hilchos Mamim Halachos of Kibud Avayim says that a ger is also by a cause for kiddul asoviv. That has nothing to do with the isur bia. That's just an identification piece. He's not let it hit the one who will be mekal, the one who's identified with being his father. That's a biological definition. Chazal said that even though biologically he's not related, Chazal gave him a din oviv. So that would seem to be in contradiction to this definition, even though this definition would seem to be mashman tesis. So then we'll leave that open for further discussion. Is the isser of a ger, is the Chazal asser a ger, is it just an isser because the maisa is a maisa isser, or it's a definitive way of saying that midrabanan we consider his relatives like his blood, like his halachic relatives, even though they're not. The fact that this halacha would be koilul also hakol with klola halachas that have nothing to do with yisurei bia would seem to indicate the latter, not the first way we said it, which would be that there is just a yisurei bia. Again, that would be the mashmor, so that maybe there's a machlokes taste in the Rambam in this prat.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.